Everyone, good morning. We are so excited to welcome you into the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to be live every single morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday for the rest of eternity. So get excited to be very sick of us. Katie Miglin is in the house, and I have big news coming up, so get ready for a huge spoiler. September 28th.
Woo! Yay, almost done.
You almost made it to October. We almost survived
September, which is a dicey month for some people.
Yeah. Wait, it's ending September into October.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Yes. Are you having a tea party?
Okay, wait. I feel like, now I feel like what we should talk about on this show isn't what I was going to plan on talking about. We can talk about that tomorrow.
So you are having a tea party later today. Got it.
Okay, here's the deal. Okay, can we talk about gifts, parent gifts?
Sure.
Parent gifts, teacher gifts. Like, I guess I'm okay with, like, it's a gift that you or a child is giving to someone of significance. There's there's no good gift. There, first of all, every teacher gift is, like, terrible. Unless... like, it's always, like, mugs or...
but unless
it's a Benny's gift card, what?
Yeah, like, unless it's a gift card to literally anywhere.
Yeah, gift cards are great for teachers. But you have to remember that, like, but then when you get, like, 15 $5 Starbucks cards, you go to Starbucks and you're like, try this one. Try this one.
Oh, no, you just load them on the app. Come on. Right, you were trying the 21st century.
You are so advanced.
I know.
Okay. So we had a plan for, I don't remember if it was Father's Day or Matt's birthday, but they're like a month apart. So it's like one of those holidays. Miran, our youngest, and I decided to go to Color Me Mine. Do you have one of those?
No.
It's like a place where they have pottery that you paint and then you fire it.
We have those places. They're just not called that.
Right. Like, I feel like everybody has their whatever. So whatever equivalent it is, essentially you go in and there's like all these like ceramics, like they're like created things that need to be painted. You like get paintbrushes and pick out your paint and get to doodle. And then like a week later, you go pick it up and they fired it and you can like use it as like a dish or whatever. So Miran decided that she wanted to make Dad a like espresso cup because we always have coffee cups, but we have an espresso machine. So it only fills the cup like, you know, an inch. And I was like, okay, I'll make one too. So now we just have two random, like, small little, they look like teacups. Like,
they do.
The problem is, this was mine. Are you impressed?
I'm so impressed. Good job.
Here's the problem, though. The inside, I can't tip it because I'm literally going to spill coffee all over. But it's like the inside's the painted part.
Oh, that's cute.
Like the outside, for those of you who are not watching and you're listening on Teach Better Talk podcast, like the outside's white and it has like more dots at the top and it like fades down, but the inside is like very dotted. So
yeah, it's cute.
I finish this during the show. But what do you feel like is the best? Yeah.
Okay, that's so interesting you say that because I'm literally like at my desk, obviously.
So you are? Oh, is that your office? Stop.
But like I'm sitting and I have a wad of cash and all of these papers because I am the gift coordinator for my daughter's teacher. So at her school, they have, they're like super PTO, you know, parent organization, super organized. And they have like one person that collects money like one time from all the parents. And then that parent gives money, gives gifts on behalf of the class.
Okay, that's so smart. Why isn't everything that way? Is that only elementary that would do that? Like, why can't middle school and high school? I guess because
your like kids are in different spots. Yeah. So like I did it last year for my oldest class and it was so fun for her because her teacher was a first year teacher. So it was super fun to like spoil her. And I like, you know, had reached out and was like, what are some of your wish list items? And so then we were able to like get those, because you literally are giving gifts like 3 times a year, right? Like it's like, around the holidays, like a winter break gift, teacher appreciation. Uh-huh. And then if they have a birthday in the school year, you're supposed to do something, or maybe Valentine's Day or something, but okay. I just tried to sprinkle them.
Is this organized by the teacher or organized by the school?
It is organized by the parent organization through the school.
Okay. So like, but it's like building wide is what I mean. So it's the PTO, yes. But it's like building. It's not just, she was like, here's how we do gifts this year.
And no. So this every year, the parent organization reaches out to all the parents and is like, who wants to coordinate gifts for these teachers? So this year I have my youngest daughter's teacher, but it's a completely different situation because she is a year away from retiring. Ooh. So it's like just been fun to like have both ends of the spectrum. Cause last year I was very focused on like things that the teacher would want for her classroom. You know, she's trying to build up all the things. Like one time we did, all the kids brought in a book they had already read from their home library because I knew parents had already donated the money, but she wanted to build up her library. So I said, bring in a used book that you'd be willing to donate to her class. So that was super fun. And then, but this year I'm like, well, now she obviously is on her way out. She doesn't want stuff. So I reached out to her and I was like, okay, I can go the traditional like things, but I'm going to guess you don't want anything. And she was like, no, I just want things for me. So I'm like super pumped. I'm like, bring on the, you know, restaurant gift cards, coffee gift cards, liquor store gift cards. There's like a fun liquor store in town that people like to go to and get mixed drinks and stuff. So I'm just like, I'm just going to spoil her on her last, like she's got like a year and a half left.
Oh my God. See, that's so cool. I would love to see in the comments, like what your favorite gift.
Yes.
I want to hear both. Like, I want to hear what you want to receive, but I also want to hear like a gift that you gave that you felt like was really good. Like, like, I don't know that for a teacher, I would go and make a mug at Color Me Mine, but like that was a good parent gift to give because like Matt really liked it, versus like a Benny's gift card would be like, what maybe you want to receive. Yeah. Like, I'd love to hear that. Do you have a teacher gift that you're like thinking of that you thought was the best gift you ever received?
Okay. I don't necessarily have a specific gift, but here's what I have decided now, especially like doing this and seeing, you know, like me on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Think about the days that a student randomly brought you something. So like not the day before winter break, not teacher appreciation, but like the days that you were like, I'm so tired. And a kid walked in with a cup of coffee and they're like, here, we stopped by Starbucks and grabbed you something. Those are the things that stand out. And so I'm trying to be really intentional with my daughter's teachers, like just giving them random gifts. So like at the end of the first week of school, I sent them both like gift cards and was like, it's been a long week, but you survived, like go. And it was like something super tiny. And I know not everybody has that like monetary means.
Sure.
But any little thing like that throughout the year makes such a big difference. Or even like, I know we've talked about before, writing notes, like sending a quick email, like, hey, I hope you're having a great week. Thanks so much for all you do. Because teachers, for right or wrong, kind of expect stuff, you know, like at the end of semesters or when there's like holiday type stuff. But it's like the in-between is what really I felt like stood out to me as an educator. So I'm trying to be more intelligent or intentional about that.
There is a good connection here with like mentor to mentee too, being able to do this exact same thing, or I don't know, a new principal in the building. Like,
I feel like anyone
who you are looking to make feel good, feel special, you know, I think it would be cool. It'd be interesting. I'm excited to see the comments of like what people gifts they want or give, but also maybe the inspiration of doing that within the next few weeks or somebody. I'm
going to see. Oh, bless you.
So sorry. If we were professional, we would cut that out.
But we're not. So let's just go to teach time.
What? Time? Whoa. Have you been on the show before? Hi, Katie. Katie Miglin in the house. Hi, everyone. Katie, this is your first show of Teach Better Today morning show. We're thrilled you're here. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Katie Miglin, and I don't know what this show is called or what we do here, but I think there's something where we talk about something.
And if there's we're a going to do the team talk section. I should have clicked it so I didn't sneeze on camera, and I could have sneezed behind the scenes when it was playing.
But that was such a good transition until I messed it up.
Yeah, you're actually the problem of the show. This is a really serious, valuable experience for people. So minor, you're involved. Anywho, well, we'll be back and maybe Katie will leave. morning, everyone. Welcome back to Teach Better Today morning show. I do want you to know that behind the scenes of that commercial, Katie was like, she's this like little box in the bottom while the commercial's going. And she's putting her, it looks like her hand up to the camera. It kind of looked like she was giving me the finger, to be honest, friends. That was happening. But she was trying to show me that she chipped a nail. Damn. Right. It is your middle finger that you just chipped.
It is. And I'm really mad about it.
I'm so sorry. I feel like that's like something you could complain about for a long time, but we can't right now because it's the team talk section of the show.
That's right.
This is where we're getting into really hot topics, changing the world of education, inspiring us to be better. Can't wait. I don't actually know what we're talking about. So what's our plan?
Okay. So I started to think, you know, just like, what are things that, you know, we've talked about behavior and student engagement, all the things, but I feel like once the dust settles of the newness of the school year, one thing that starts to become apparent is how much you collaborate with others. And I think it's an interesting topic to cover because depending on where you're at in your career, collaboration could look different. So I just kind of want to talk through, because you and I have talked a billion times about how much we collaborated because we're in the same department, we were in the same hallway. It was natural for us to just like talk shop in like a very informal way. But that's our personality, is to do that. And so I would love to spend some time today talking about like, how do you use your time to purposefully collaborate, especially when it might feel outside your comfort zone?
So I like this topic, but it is also interesting as I'm reflecting on our collaboration. You also, I watched you collaborate with a lot of people in our time together. And so while I'm like, oh yeah, we did collaborate, that's true. I actually think you collaborated more with like Miss Jessie and Mr. Kep and like members of your team as well. So I think there's a lot of different perspectives here of who you can collaborate with and how to get started. So I think this is a really interesting topic. I like this for teachers, but also for leadership. I think some of my best collaboration reflections would be my collaboration like with Mr. McGraw, our principal, and things like that. I really enjoyed getting different people's perspective in on different projects and trying to find when those opportunities were most valuable is like, it's a skill. Like if it's a learned behavior, it's a learned skill. So that's not easy to do.
I think sometimes kind of speaking to the, like the structuring, I think sometimes people go in, maybe they're new to a building, they're new to a role, they've moved classrooms to a different location. They feel maybe bogged down by the idea of like, I have to make time to collaborate. And that's not always the case. I would say some of my best like collaboration sessions were literally like standing in the hallway in between classrooms, or, you know, after the school day had ended and all the kids were like getting on the bus. Like there's so many like little 5-minute times throughout the day that I was able to collaborate with somebody on literally whatever, that I think sometimes we have to go in with a different mindset of like, I don't need to give up my plan period. Sure, there's a time and a place for that. But also like, can you just bounce ideas off of the person next door to you or across the hall or, you know, whatever in the moment when it feels right?
So that's what I was going to ask you. Not to get off topic, because I like the vibe we're going with, but can we define collaboration? Because I think the use of the word collaboration is very frequently associated with a big endeavor.
Correct.
Versus when earlier on, literally 3 seconds ago, you were like brainstorming ideas. Like that to me feels like a much smaller, possibly more manageable collaboration, but not frequently associated with, you know, the word collaboration, because collaboration to me is like a big project you're working on for, you know, multiple hours, whatever, versus standing in the hallway and being like, hey, Katie, I'm teaching equations tomorrow. What are ways that you've done that in the past? Or like, what are the common misconceptions you see in seventh grade? Because I had sixth graders that I can like really hit hard on to help the following year's transition. Like some of that is that easy brainstorming that you can do in the moment.
Right. I would say collaboration is anytime you are working with someone else, whether it be a group of students to get ideas from, another educator, anyone, literally anyone outside of your own brain, that to me is collaboration. So I agree with you that it can be like a few text exchange. It could be, you know, like we've done that. You and I have like text random ideas back and forth. And then the next day we're like, hey, remember that random thought I had that this is what it means. But it could also be something big, a big session, sit down, let's dive into this. So I think it's literally anything.
I think if you are struggling with collaboration, it's most likely because you have a misconception it needs to be large. Agreed. And I would encourage anyone to start small. Not to be repetitive, but some of the easiest collaborations is to walk up to somebody who you respect, admire, want to get to know more deeply, and just ask their perspective on something. People really like to talk about themselves. And most teachers that I've met in my career thus far are eager to brainstorm, especially when it has no, like stress on them, right? Like this is, right. They don't have any ownership in what you're brainstorming. So a few moments of brainstorming isn't going to be cumbersome to them, but also allows them to be creative, step out of the box and lend their perspective, especially if you're reaching out to somebody who in some way, shape or form, long-term will be affected by the work you're doing. So when I would come to you as the following grade level and say, hey, how can I do my job really well so that I can better support you? You are more open to supporting me, not only because we were building a friendship, but also because it long term had a positive impact on you.
And I think too, it's okay to be vulnerable and admit that maybe you need help. I think sometimes there's, you know, I agree with you. I think the misconception comes in on like what you define as collaboration, but I think it also has to do with you feeling like because you're asking someone else's advice or opinion, you don't know what you're doing. And I actually feel pretty strongly in the opposite direction. If you're willing to collaborate with someone, that has nothing to do with your own intelligence. It's that you need a different perspective. So there was a billion times throughout literally my life that I'm a verbal processor. I literally like have to dump it all out and then I can like, you know, process it. But there'd be so many times I'd walk into someone's classroom or like be standing in the hall and just like almost like verbal diarrhea my idea and be like, help. Like, just tell me what, is there a red flag you see with this? Or am I not thinking something through? Or is there a better way I can do it? It doesn't mean that I didn't know what I was doing. It just means I wanted someone that's outside of my brain to give me some feedback.
I love those tidbits you just shared. So to reiterate the things that I thought were so valuable in what you just said, where are the gaps in my thinking? You know, what am I missing here? Where do you feel like I can go with this information? Like those are so easy to use as starters to foster that collaboration. We do that now. I mean, on the team, we're constantly, we're working on a project right now that is launching. Okay. Today's September 28th. So it's launching a month from today, essentially a month and 2 days from today, 3 days from today, November 1st, spoiler. And this project is like quite large. It's like kind of a big deal that we're, like, I'm very careful not to spoil it, but there's a big program that we're launching November 1st. And we've had numerous different meetings, especially the one most recently, where we're like, can we just get on a Zoom and like talk out the project? Like we have all these pieces in my brain. They're like all spread across the table, but can we like make sure that we all know how it clicks together and we have the same long-term vision? And, I don't know that we like made any different decisions than what was already existing, but it was nice to like talk it out and confirm with another person with a different perspective that yes, that was also correct. So I think the vulnerability is big. I think I've learned, and I'm interested actually in the comments, what people have thought here. The more I get into this field, the more I realize vulnerability is actually, I think, one of the biggest strengths of teachers. Absolutely. In collaboration. Yeah. And in the beginning of my career, I didn't want to collaborate. I thought that was a weakness. I thought I was supposed to know everything. And more often than not, I now find day to day, I'm admitting I don't know a lot. And my solution, right or wrong, is I don't know the answer to that, but I know I can find the answer because of my network and my connections to education. So I'll get back to you. And that is like truly like my mantra now. So
absolutely. So yeah, take some time, you know, as you kind of get through your week. If there's, whether it's like a bell ringer or a lesson or literally anything you're doing, big or small, bounce some ideas off of a friend, a colleague, maybe have a student that you know is super responsible and like can give you an honest opinion, like throw the idea to them and just kind of get a different perspective. Whether you take it and run with it is completely up to you, but it's always important for us to think outside of ourselves and think through things through a different light. So I'm excited to hear how that goes this week. And maybe you'll get some new ideas that you didn't even think of.
Yeah, before we wrap up the show, I wanted to see in the comments, like, your commitment. I will insert, like, a small challenge, manageable. Guys, we're not looking for, like, I will plan an entire massive carnival for my school and collaborate with teachers to do so. Like, no, no, no. Give us a one-liner in the comments as your dedication to find a way to collaborate, continue to grow as an educator and build a relationship. I'm excited to see those. Those will be good.
Yeah.
All right, Katie, we got to head out because I know that we have a lot going on today, but after we see these comments, we'll be commenting and responding to all of you in the comments to celebrate your commitment. So, we'll see you soon. Bye, guys. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.